Lord, we just love you. I love children. Prophesying over kids is fun. Yeah, the house is full. Before we're done, I'll probably line all of them up in the front and just go right down and just, I like that. But even this morning in the first service, you were there, right? You were here in the first service. I was preaching to you. I think you knew that. But the Lord has his eye on you because Jeremiah 29 has messages in it for you. Know the plans I have for you, plans for your good and not to harm you, plans to give you a future full of hope. That is your future. And the Lord really wants to anchor you now because you have such a leadership gift. And just as you're sitting on the front row, it's a picture of who God's called you to be. A front row Christian, a front line Christian, one that brings others along behind them because you're saying yes at an early age. And you're going to see the nations. You have this mission's heart, this mission's call. You're going to touch the lives of children. You're going to touch the lives of the poor. And you're going to not stop there. You're going to be on the platform in multiple roles in the next two or three decades of your life. You will wear many hats. I don't know if you're musical, but if you are, expect an explosion of creativity in that arena because the creative is all over you. And whatever kind of, it's almost as if the Lord is identifying a category and saying, whatever you choose, I'm going to bless with prophetic creativity and a spirit of boldness for the sake of my people. So I bless you in Jesus' name. Are you family, friends, or just sitting on the same row? Sisters, awesome. That's why you seem to be very similar in some ways, and yet obviously you're very different. Your clothes have holes in them. I'm just kidding. No, but the Lord really loves your heart, and you actually have a bit more exuberance in you than she does. She's a bit more of the book person, the quiet thinker, and you're more of the party waiting to happen kind of person. And that's a good thing. And you're going to see that your gift is like the bold evangelism, hospitality, encounter people kind of gift. And you're going to be that person that gets out there in the world and shakes things up. Your life is going to be like maracas. I just keep seeing maracas. Have you ever been to Mexico? Yeah. Start talking to the Lord about in Mexico. There might be something there that's beyond just Morocco's being as shaken. But I think that for certain, the missions thing is on your life. It might be one of the, Mexico being one of the places that are going to touch your life. Because it's really important to start the touching nations in your teenage years. Because God wants to use that like seasoning on your heart. So that each year you get a little bit more flavor for multicultural ministry. Because that's going to be a big part for you. And as soon as I said that, I want you to pray about this. Who's your mom? Is she here? Mom? Awesome. I feel better about what I'm about to say. Good. Because what I saw is start praying for a season about getting involved just a little bit in the Lawrence Church with the Hispanic community. Because just go to a few meetings. Let it touch your heart. Because the Spanish-speaking peoples are just to be a part in there. I don't know what level, I don't know how big, but just be around that. And it's going to be another piece of God making you the woman that he wants to make you. Because really, you're going to have equal kind of influence in the kingdom, but a very different package of what God makes you to be. And so I just bless you. Yeah. 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 You're in trouble. I mean that in a good way. You have two dangerous daughters. And I mean that in a very good way. You got work in front of you. Hope you have a boyfriend stick, you know, keep all those guys away. Yeah. Wow. I love family. I'm addicted to family. God is so for family and for dads being engaged. I mean, He loves. This is a season when family and fathers are going to be themes all across the body of Christ. They're just going to come higher and higher. And God's going to just teach us how to do it better. How to do it better. Even the good, He's going to invite us higher. And man, I know I prophesied over you yesterday, but the whole dad thing, the dad gene. No, you. Yeah, you. You're going to see that you wear the dad hat big. It's all over you, but it's just beginning. You, especially, what are the age? Is that she one of yours, or you just friend said, you know? How many do you have right now? Just the one? How old? Good. Because what I saw was teenage years. And I didn't think it was now. But you are preparing for their teenage years, because in that season especially, you are going to learn such wisdom. And you're going to learn about love and wisdom in a way that you are going to be a gift to other fathers. I mean, this is, it may sound funny, but it's very serious, because God is fighting rapidly for the family in our generation. There is so much of a redefinition of marriage and family that's assaulting America and the world, and God is raising up responses to that all over the body of Christ by giving wisdom to families. And you guys are going to carry that wisdom, and you're going to find that 10 years from now, when it's even more diluted in our nation, that you will be a voice for the family. And so I just bless you guys. Yeah. God, I mean, this is one of the most serious crises in our nation right now, is the fight for what family and marriage is supposed to look like according to God's heart. And so He really is. He is burdening so many people, and He has answers. God isn't just, well, just pray about it. He has answers. He is giving wisdom. He is going to release supernatural burden and cause examples of people who make hard choices to live simpler lives for the sake of being stronger families. And He's going to fight for you. He will fight for your family. And you'll see it in profound ways, because you are in a battleground here for sure. So Lord, we just thank You, God. Thank You, God. You have such an intercessor's heart. Yeah, you. Yeah. See, we think often of intercession as and warfare prayer. But tears are intercession. Carrying pain in our heart for others is intercession. And You do that with such honesty, such genuineness, where you're like, at a heart level, you're a cheerleader for others. The scripture says love hopes all things. Love believes all things. In other words, it believes the best about people. And that's your heart. And that is intercession. And you need to realize that. And because that is true, God wants to speak to you more. And He does speak to you, but more than you think. There is more of that which is passing through your mind, both in thought and in dreams, that's from Him than you have actually recognized. And I want to encourage you in this season, ask God to help you see and hear more clearly, because it's going to bear much fruit. Because really, you're going to find that you are on assignment to love people. Again and again and again, that gift of hospitality, the listening ear, the gift of helps, you're going to find that God just starts activating those out of the simple burdens of your heart. So I just bless you. Yeah. Thank you, God. This is really a season of activation for many, where God's going to activate. And this is a season for you to be activated. You're going to realize that you have a whole lot more to give the body of Christ than you think you do. Yeah, because you kind of think, oh, I don't really have that much. And the Lord said, well, more than you think. And as I looked at what was in your hand, it turned into tickets. And I was like, yeah, tickets, tickets. Turned into tickets. And I was like, all right, what's that all about, Lord? And he said, I'm going to give her entrance. I'm going to give her admission. Yeah. You're going to see that God invites you into things. You're not outside waiting for a ticket. You didn't miss out. God's going to bring you in. He's going to open the doors. He's going to make you feel things you haven't felt. Yeah, because there's this empty pocket there, yeah, that he cares about. Because you matter to him a lot. And you have so much treasure in your heart. Yeah, and you're sharing your treasure. But there's a lot more sharing to do. Yeah. Are you friends, family? Some of both? Yeah. I love the rabbit, by the way. It looks good on you. That things that I was saying about a father, same for you. This is your season to grow in spiritual wisdom, spiritual treasure. And God is just going to bless you. He just really wants you to talk to him about your family. Ask him questions. God, how do I do this better? How do I lead that better? Help me see my kids more clearly. And you're going to see the more questions you ask God, the more you're going to discover, man, I'm learning to hear God really well. And that's going to be one of the greatest outcomes of this season, is a greater confidence that, man, I'm walking with God now in a way that I haven't before, a level of hearing and engagement that's going to really just add a sense of the supernatural and the kingdom to your home life. It's going to be really a joyful thing. I mean, I just really just see God just kind of radiating on your family, saying, man, I am going to do just a kingdom work in you guys. So I just bless you. Yeah, yeah. So I just thank you, God. Yeah, yeah. Turn to somebody and say, God is fighting for you. Yeah. God is fighting for you. Yeah. And you're fighting for others. You are a warrior. You have this heart that you have the eyes of faith. Ooh, and I have feedback. You have eyes of faith. And that's one of your gifts, is you look at things and people and you see what can be. You have, some people even call it idealism, but you have a prophetic idealism that is from the Spirit, where you see this is what is possible in God, and yet you see it as if it is in many ways. And so you relate in many ways to the finished work of the cross. And God really enjoys that about you and wants to affirm it and encourage you to do it more intentionally, where you are intentionally thinking, God, help me see this person, this situation, through the finished work of the cross, because you have this effect on people that if you believe in them, they believe. You have this tremendous capacity to transfer your confidence onto others so that they're stronger. And that's a great gift that you bring. And so I just encourage that today and I call you, go higher in it. So in Jesus' name. And I just thank you for my sister right now. I mean, man, the Lord just loves you so much. And I know that's a simple word, but you need to be confident in that. He so wants to anchor you where you just, your confession is, I am loved. I am so valuable to God. I am his Hephzibah. his delight. Yeah. You know, there's a scripture verse that says, I am my beloved's, and his desire is for me. And God desires you. He really does. And he seeks out ways to have intentional focus from you. Because sometimes you're busy. Sometimes your mind is busy. And so he's been working to slow you down, get you to be quiet and still more. But it's just because he has so much more to talk about. And this is a season to engage the conversation more deeply. And it's going to fill your journal. If you don't journal, start. If you do journal, get a new pen, because you're going to use it a lot. And he's going to fill it with the treasure of his presence. And the wisdom, do you write any at all, creatively at all? Yeah, because that's on his mind as well. He just wants to stir up the creative writing gift in you. And the more that you talk to him while you create, the more you're going to see his leadership in the creation. So I just bless you in Jesus' name, Lord. Thank you. Amen. Just a number of times this morning, I've just looked over here and I've just seen the Holy Spirit just engaging with you. Your heart's really engaged with the Lord. And he loves that about you, that you are active. You're not a passive-minded Christian. You engage with people. You engage with the dynamics of the room. And I feel like the Lord wants to kind of highlight new themes for you to focus on. I prayed a prayer for my own life at one point, and it was, God, teach me how to pray. I prayed for years. I've heard all the teachers, you know, anybody known for teaching on prayer, most of them, I've heard their stuff, read their book, that kind of thing. I've done 30 years of prayer, but I was saying, Lord, you teach me how to pray. And I was driving the car shortly after I'd prayed that, and he surprised me because I heard this almost audible sentence come in, and it said this: carry other burdens. Carry other burdens. Yeah. Yeah. You see, most of us, we pray the burdens that are in our heart. But growing in prayer comes from identifying the things that are in God's heart that aren't yet in our heart. And as we carry those burdens, we grow. And it becomes our heart. And he's been doing that some, but he wants to do it more intentionally. Is this princess yours? She's amazing. You're the one that was flagging up here, right? You rock. You really do. You are an amazing young lady. You need to know that God has such a spirit of revelation on your life and such a bold gift he wants to put on you to be in front of people with confidence. Because your life, you're going to be in front of people a lot, in a lot of different ways, and you're going to bring great glory to God, because you already do. I mean, I just couldn't stop watching your gift for the flags, and there was the moment when you whacked the pulpit and you kind of went... And I felt the Holy Spirit talk to me when that happened. And he said, don't let moments like that rob you. When you have the bumps in the road, you run into things, the enemy's going to try and use that to make you afraid and make you go into hiding. God says, just keep being bold. Just be humble. You know, I'm sorry, but then move on and keep going, because you're going to be like a lioness. And you're going to be one that changes other people's lives. And you're going to have, like, ability to change the atmosphere in a room. And I don't know, do you draw or paint at all? Oh, well, totally cool. That's fun. Because I just saw you with paintbrushes. So if you haven't started with paintbrushes yet, just really consider getting a paint set, maybe Santa, though we don't believe in Santa. You know, maybe Santa will bring you, hint, 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 mom, hint, hint. That's called prophetic manipulation, in case you were wondering. We'll provide a paint set and start painting for the Lord And talk to the Lord. Give me pictures, Lord. Give me, because there's just going to be this whole world of art and creativity all over your life, and you will probably be really good at designing interiors of homes or things like that. That kind of gift is just all over your life, and you're going to bring beauty into people's lives, and you're going to see that you heal hearts through it in Jesus' name. So I just bless you. Thank you, God. Somebody's thinking, how do you know that for a child? And the answer is, I have no clue. I just know. I've just seen it, because that's one of the benefits of having been doing prophetic stuff for 30 plus years is I have people that I've prophesied over as children who are teenagers and adults now, and their parents come and tell me, you said this when they were two, and blah, 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 blah. And so I go, so I just keep doing it. Turn to someone and say, just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. See, I had a dream one night where that Paul Cain that I've talked about came to me in the dream, and he said, I know you don't want to ask for a prophetic word, but I want to come and give you one. It's like, okay. So in the dream, he gave me this very clear prophetic word about my future, and he told me about a couple of really two key themes for my life. One has to do with the level of success and increase in my future. But he said this at the very end. He said, when you have that, and I'm specifically not sharing what that is, but when you have that, don't lose your love for people. In other words, success might rob you of loving people. And I was so grateful that the Lord would put that in my foundation. Okay, God. So that's always in the center of what I reach for when I'm serving the body of Christ. Yeah. So Lord, we love you. I just bless you guys. Were you there yesterday? I can't remember. Good. Sometimes the meetings all bleed together and I'm like, did I prophesy? The Lord's just really resting on you guys. And you're going to have a uniqueness. And you're going to see that you become like the center of a whirlwind. And I'm not talking about toys on the floor. I just had a vision. No, just kidding. I'm talking just about a very active life with many things spinning out of it. And you're going to see that each of your kids is like a yo-yo, going out and coming back, going out and coming back. And your gift, one of your strengths, is going to be to learn how to give the appropriate length of string. Because they're made for their future independence. These guys are going to be very strong in who God makes them personality-wise, but you're going to know the seasons of the degree of liberty versus restraint. And that's going to be a real conversation with the Lord, especially, it's almost immediate that it's going to start with the oldest one. And because you are really awesome, you really need to know how much the Lord treasures you. All three of all of you. But when I saw you leaning on your mother's shoulder, I just saw God's pleasure over you and the heart that's inside of you. But you guys are going to see real leadership strength in your life, and you're going to have to learn how to manage that, where you're confident and yet you know, okay, time to be a follower again. Yeah. And so it's just going to be a real ebb and flow. And you guys are going to really find out wisdom. And I don't know what this picture is, but as I was looking at you, I saw this violin. And I don't really know what it was about, but I just saw this picture of a violin. And maybe that means something to you. But just reflect on the picture. But there's something very specifically from the Lord about violins over your life. So, Father, I just bless these guys. I thank you for them. Thank you for a dad who is thoughtful, a dad who is learning. The Lord loves the fact that you're willing to keep learning. And I feel like I'm just supposed to say, remain teachable, and God will teach you. God will enlarge you and bless you and bring you to overflow. And so I just thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Hi. You're just precious to the Lord. And I just say thank you, Father, for my sister. Thank you for the wisdom that you've been giving her. Thank you for the insight. The word insight is very significant. And you're going to find that, you know, wisdom is these deep, you know, long paragraphs of thought oftentimes. Insight is the sudden sentence of thought. And you're going to be known more for the insight, where you just see into something and you have a moment of clarity and you go, wow, and it's really helpful to you or to others. And then there'll be this other area and you get this insight. And that's going to be your gift. And so it doesn't mean you won't have the other, the wisdom, the longer things, but your strength is going to be that you penetrate through like foggy issues and times and seasons, and you just get this insight of understanding in things. And it's going to be a real spiritual gift where God just uses you significantly with that. And it'll help your heart, but it'll help others as well. So bless you. Lord, I just thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, turn to somebody and say, need coffee. No, I'm just kidding. I would love a coffee. I was in Ireland last week, about a week ago, and so I'm just still a little, ooh, thank you, God. See, I was standing right by you guys, and I didn't see you the way I saw you when I went up here. Yeah. And that's a message for some of you. Yeah. Make sure you're looking from the right point of view. Because I had a supernatural moment coming in this morning. I pulled into the parking lot and I could not see a single line. And I was like, these people are parking random. You know, I couldn't see any of the lines. It was the strangest thing. I was like, what happened to the lines in the parking lot? And so, but then I pulled in and I turned around so I could be facing the other way, and suddenly all the lines were there. Because I'm not senile, honest. But from one point of view, I couldn't see it. But when I moved and came from a different point of view, I could see it. And that's for some people in this room today. You have been looking at things from the same point of view for too long, and you can't see it anymore. So God wants to move you to a different place of seeing so that you can see what you're missing. Yeah. I was just speaking at a church in Connecticut, just 20 miles from where I pastored, and a number of members of my former church were there. And it was interesting. I hadn't been back for quite some time, and I left the church 10 years ago, and they were in the meeting, and after the meeting, they came and they said this. They said, we didn't realize what we had until we didn't have it anymore. They said, we got so comfortable in the church that we forgot what it was like elsewhere. We lost touch with that. And it was only when we didn't have what we had that we tasted something else and realized the gift that we had. And that's for some people here today. But it's not for you. It might be for you, I don't know, but that's not what I'm talking about. Friends, family, neighborhood. I always ask. I've had one disastrous putting people together that shouldn't have been together. And from then on, I was like, never again, Lord. I'm just going to ask. So I just bless you guys. And this is a season of kind of blessing coming down. I just see it like kind of raining, where you're going to find that almost like a settling in from a place of not being settled. And I don't mean with each other. I mean in like in life, in God, where season where it's just been more kind of stirred and what's going on, the waves, and to a place of God's giving us some roots. And following the roots is going to be fruits. Because you've been feeling the absence of some of the, we have something to give, but we don't really know how to engage that. We don't understand fully where that's to apply. And the Lord, this is the season. Get ready for the Lord to kind of align you so that it fits. Almost like one of those children's toys where you fit the shapes into the holes, and even though you have the right piece for the right shape, a circle fits any circle. But a star only fits the star opening when you turn it and align it to fit the hole. Even though it's the right piece for the right spot, it's only when it's been properly aligned. And this is the season where it's been the right piece and the right hole for a while, but it hasn't been aligned in the way that it could fit properly. Does that make sense? Yeah. Yeah. Because this is the season of aligning, and you're going to fit like never before. It's going to be a good season. So I just bless you. Yeah. Thank you, God. Father God, we praise you. I'm sorry. The young lady with the lump. I'm just looking back there, and I'm a little on the tired side, so I'm looking back there, and there's this like this lump on there. I'm like, what am I looking at there? And it's like, but that's a human being in there, isn't it? And as soon as I started talking about that, I just felt like the Lord was saying, there are people who don't see you clearly. Yeah. And you've carried that, and you've been gracious. And you've been patient. But the Lord's going to help you with some of the impact of that internally. And it's a season where they're going to see the real you. Yeah. 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 And it's going to be good. There's a settling of some of your relationships. I don't know your world at all, but I just feel like the relationship glue is going to start to bond better than ever before. And it seems like you've had previous seasons, but then things got stirred and there was some disconnecting, and yet the Lord's just going to reconnect and reset the glue. And you go, wow, that season of uncertainty or instability is past, and a renewing of, oh man, I'm set and it's well. And even as I started saying that song, It Is Well With My Soul, is kind of over your life. And that's going to be God's gift to your children. And the gift is that your testimony is, it is well with my soul. He's giving it to you for their sake. So I just bless you. Sometimes the goodness of God to us is really for the sake of others. Yeah. Yeah. I just bless you. You are an awesome woman. You have this grace. Even when you smiled, it's like, boing! You know, you have this capacity to change, to turn angry people into like, I don't know what to do with that. You know, because you just have this joyful, powerful presence when you turn it on. And I feel like, Because you also, sometimes you go introvert. You kind of, I won't say bipolar because that's not at all it, but it's these two facets, more like a jewel has multiple facets. You have this thoughtful thinker, observer, analytic side, and then you have this radiant side. And I feel like it's a season to encourage you, bring out the radiance more. Don't let others steal it from you because they get, because what's a lot of times is what's happening is they're convicted, they're impacted, they're revealed as being kind of something other than that. And so sometimes you get pushback from that. But God loves that part of you. And he just wants to encourage you because at its root, it's a boldness, it's a confidence. Being able to let your shine shine takes confidence. But when you shine, you're like a dangerous sharp sword. And the Lord's going to put that to work. And he wants to teach you how to use it, even as a weapon, to get into people's hearts and lives so that you can speak words of truth. Because you're also a truth bringer. The prophetic guy Bob Jones gave me a word in my early 20s, and he said, turn to your neighbor and say, that's a long time ago. No, I'm just kidding. But anyhow, and he said this, he said, your trial in life, he was saying it to me, your trial in life is to know the truth about people and love them in spite of it. And I see something very similar about you. God's going to, it is always a challenge when you recognize the imperfections in people to not let that become the center of the conversation or the relationship, but to rather focus on love and calling them higher. And that's going to be a great strength in you, is to call people higher. Amen. Yeah, that's just the whole nature of the prophetic. The gift lets you see people's not so good side, but that's never the point. The point of the seeing the negative is to invite people to the positive, not to condemn them for the negative. And so every now and then you prophesy to someone something where they go, people hear it, you're my hero, it's even a latte. Turn to somebody and say, I'm jealous. But sometimes you hear a prophetic word and you know a person and you say, well, that's actually the exact opposite of who they are. Turn to somebody and say, duh, that's the point. Sometimes it is the exact opposite, because here's what the Bible says. It says, God speaks to what is not as if it already was, because his goal is to call you to that. I was a long-haired, bearded, blue-jeaned hippie freak who sat in church 3 months saved when some little guy from Sweden who was like a 90-year-old Elmer Fudd speaking King James English. I mean, imagine that. Elmer Fudd speaking King James comes up and grabs me by the head in a church service. I'm sitting there. I don't know anything. I've been saved 3 months, and he's got me by the head, and he's rocking me. And he says, thou art a prophet. And I'm like, what is a prophet? I have no clue what he's talking about. Thou art a prophet. I'm like, what planet am I on? I had no grid. But 6 months later, another guy, he wasn't a little Swedish, Elmer Fudd. This guy had a name that you would kill for. His name was Royal Cronquist. I mean, gray, silver hair, big hair, and Royal Cronquist. And he calls me up, Again, I don't know anything. I've been saved 9 months now. And he says, you are a prophet. And I'm like, I still don't know what a prophet is. What? But it changed my life. See, God spoke before I even knew what he's talking about. And it gave me a different picture of who I am. It gave me permission to think differently about my identity, about who I am and what I'm made to be. Because all my life until then, all I knew was the negative. I was surrounded by people who highlighted my weakness and my failure, surrounded by bullies and big brothers who didn't want me there, and a dad who was too busy with his own health struggles. And the prophetic gave me permission to become that. It wasn't identifying the fact that as a 19-year-old who knew nothing, I'm a prophet. Even though he says, you're a prophet. So understand that. Many times it is giving you permission to live a bigger future. Amen. Live a bigger future. God wants to give you a bigger future than you ever dreamed. How old are you? Awesome. I was a disaster when I was your age. Look what God did with me. I'm not sure what exactly it is, but I'm better than I was. And there is a plan for you so radiant. And he just wants you to trust him and trust his leadership. If he says, not yet, trust him. That one sentence will save your life. Not yet. Not never. Not yet. Because that's going to be in your future at least two or three times in ways that you got to wrestle with. Because we all tend to want things now. Does that make sense? Yeah. He's going to help you, and it's going to safeguard the highest calling you were made for. Yeah. So I bless you in Jesus' name.